From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. U.S. and allied warplanes have stepped up their attacks in Libya on tanks, artillery, and ground troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. The effort is aimed at keeping Gaddafi's forces from controlling two cities considered crucial to the opposition, Benghazi and Misrata. NPR's David Green in Tripoli says the fighting in Misrata has been intense.
In the city of Misrata, where we've gotten reports, nothing we can confirm because journalists can't get there, but reports of really horrific violence. I mean, government snipers going after civilians, dozens and dozens of people killed. What the government says about that city is they've largely taken it back from the rebels, which again is conflicts the reports that we've heard. And they say they're going after Islamist extremists who are holed up among civilians in the city. It's a very different message than the reports that are coming from that city, which is that the government is really attacking it in a very violent way.
NPR's David Green in Tripoli. The White House is trying to bolster support among lawmakers for the U.S. role in the military operation in Libya. NPR's Scott Horsley reports some members of Congress say, though, they were not adequately consulted before the operation began.
House Speaker John Boehner says the administration has left fundamental questions about the Libyan mission unanswered, including how long it will take, what it will cost, and what happens if Muammar Gaddafi stays in power. White House advisor Ben Rhodes says even though for now Gaddafi remains defiant, the military mission is showing results.
What is clear is that he is no longer advancing in the way that posed the same threat to the Libyan people as it did a week ago.
The administration has promised more consultation with lawmakers. Hearings are expected next week when Congress returns from recess. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Three workers at the damaged nuclear power complex in Japan have been exposed to radioactive elements there. NPR's Christopher Joyce says two of those workers have been hospitalized for treatment.
Workers were laying cable in a basement. They're trying to rewire their reactors now that they've got electricity back into the complex. And these two were working in water, ankle deep or maybe deeper, and it turned out to be radioactive water. Obviously, they've been spraying a lot of water into the complex to cool things down. The workers are supposed to be wearing monitors, and so far there's no explanation as to why they were unaware of the hazard.
NPR's Christopher Joyce in Tokyo. An Army soldier has been sentenced to 24 years in prison for his role in the murder of three unarmed civilians in Afghanistan last year. Frank Spinner is the lead attorney for 24-year-old Army Specialist Jeremy Morlock.
He apologizes for his actions and the pain he has caused. He takes responsibility for taking the lives of innocent civilians.
Morlock is the first of five soldiers to be court-martialed in connection with the killings. As part of his plea deal, he has agreed to testify against his co-defendants. This is NPR News from Washington. Lawyers for Jared Loughner, the suspect in the shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona, are asking a federal judge to reconsider an order to send him to Missouri for a psychological evaluation. Loughner has pleaded not guilty to charges in connection with the killing of six people and the wounding of 13 others, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Buzz Conover of member station KUAZ says the judge in the case is forbidding a local sheriff from releasing any records about the shootings.
The 13-page order from U.S. District Judge Larry Burns says the release of the records requested by the Washington Post could make it difficult for suspect Jared Loughner to get a fair trial. Pima County Sheriff spokesman Deputy Kevin Ogden says there never was a question who the records belonged to.
From the outset, the investigation of the Tucson shooting was a joint effort between federal and state authorities.
The federal government requested the order out of concern that Arizona law could allow the release of the records compiled by the sheriff's office. For NPR News, I'm Buzz Conover in Tucson, Arizona.
A hospital in New Orleans where patients and staff members were stranded for days after Hurricane Katrina struck has reached a settlement in a class action lawsuit. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the deal was announced as jurors were being selected to hear the case.
Families of people who died at Memorial Medical Center were not blaming the doctors and nurses who stayed during the 2005 storm. They alleged the hospital and owner-tenant health systems failed to prepare for disasters. About 2,000 patients and staff were marooned in the flooded building that lost power, creating dismal conditions. All told, 45 bodies were recovered from the building. Some were left in the chapel. The court is expected to approve the deal. Terms will be kept confidential.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.